My time away, they should be afraid. Soon, right away, we'll have the third Beis Hamikdash. And then, we won't be allowed to accept the Eidim after Mincha. Because then, when they said Mincha, when they brought the Korban Shel Ben Abayim, the Tamid, they already said the wrong Shir, so Beis Din won't make today Rosh Hashanah anymore. But for Yoimu, they'll still say, Ishtakad, last year, Milay Kobalnu Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kulay. Last year, when we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash, wasn't it then that we accepted the Eidim after Mincha L'mala? So they'll come to make a mistake and say, Hashtanam in the Kabul. This year now, even though we have the Beis Hamikdash, still let's be Mekabul the Eidim after Mincha. So why don't we make a gzera that now, Bezman HaChurbin, like not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we should say right now, Beis Din should not be Mekabul these Eidim, Min HaMincha L'mala. So Gemara says, no, there's no question. Hocha Hashta, what's the Sushta? What does one have to do with the other? Hosa made this Mesurah LeBeis Din by the Locha of Beis Din to the Mekabel the Eidim. That's a Locha in Beis Din. Beis Din knows clearly what the Locha is. So Beis Din knows that today, this year, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We can accept the Eidim even after Mincha. Mashenki, next year, Mr. Shimon, will have the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Din will know not to accept the Eidim. So Beis Din knows what to do. Of the Beitza, the Halocha of Beitza is born the first day. Can you eat the second day or not? Is Lakol Mesurah. It's given over to everybody. So therefore, we're afraid that maybe people will make a mistake next year. Therefore, the Rabbanan made at the corner that even this year also, you're not allowed to eat the egg the second day. Rava says, Af mit chonos v'yechon v'metzakeh v'yelach beitz asura. He also says a svar now, that even after v'yechon v'metzakeh made at the corner, that after the churban abayis, we do accept the egg in the whole day, so there's only one day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, still the egg is asur. Why? Milay moedim v'yechon v'metzakeh, isn't he moedim? That let's say Eidim do come after Mincha. In other words, today was the 30th day of Elul. And we're waiting for the Eidim to come to say if they saw the Levana or not. So the whole day passed by, they didn't come. They first come after Mincha. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Moida that Shenoigin Oyster Yom Kodesh, that Avada that day, true Mekabel the Eidim, with Noig Kedusha that day. Abu Lamacha Kodesh, that the Rabbanan should make a Tekon in such a case, we should also keep the second day Yom Tov. In other words, since you didn't really have a full Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim first came mamish all the way at the end of the day. So it's a svara to say, the Rabbanan should have made it still to keep the second day Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Milay Moida. I forgot the tikkun the Kabbalah the Sachodesh Kol Hayoyim Liyos Moinim L'Moyadis. Min Arisha, and true, if Eidim come late in the afternoon, we make today Rosh Hashanah, and that's the first day of the year. But they did not take away that first takona to keep the second day also. Is takona Rishonim M'Kaima? The first takona is still here. So Mela, in such a case, we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's called Machmas Vadai. Therefore, the locher is, even the chutzlarts now, a beitza that's born the first day is also the second day. So Mele Meister comes out very good, according to his last shot here, that now, Bezman is there are cases in Yerushalayim when there will also be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because in the case that the Eidim come after Mincha, even though Beis Din accepts the Eidim today, and today is Rosh Hashanah, Midrabbanan though, you still keep a second day Rosh Hashanah. So Machmas' last svara, it's good why Bezman is there, and Eretz Yisrael, they also keep 2 days. Even though the Rishonim here talk about it, there are some Rishonim, the Rif, I think, wants to say, it's Bezman is day, you should only keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. But the other Rishonim, the Lachar is not like that, that in Eretz Yisrael also, they keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And like this last Gemara, it's very good, because there could be sometimes, even in Eretz Yisrael, that there could be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, after Sveika, there are Tekona, there are Bonin said, always, there should always be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Well, right. Omar Rava, Rava said like this, Meis be Yom Tov Rishon. If somebody dies on the first day Yom Tov, Yisasko b'yamimim. A Yisrael a Yid can't touch him. He's muksa. But you're allowed to have Goyim work to bury him. You're allowed to make the kfura on the first day Yom Tov, but you have to let Goyim do it, not a Jew. What about Meis be Yom Tov Sheni? Let's say somebody dies on the second day Yom Tov, and Chutz Laaretz we have 2 days Yom Tov. Then Yisasko by Yisrael. Then even a Jew is allowed to be Yisrael and making the kfura. Even if talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that they're both the Chomedik Adin, it's like a Vada Yom Tov, still, since the second day is only with the Rabbonin will make on the gate to a mace. That even a Yisrael is allowed to be Yisrael in burying the mace. Ma'ashenkem bebeitza. Ma'ashenkem, like we had before, an egg is different. An egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, You're not allowed to eat the second day. Because the second day, even though it's only with the Rabbanin, it hasn't been like a Vadai. That's only the Gaya Tilchas Beitzah. Mashenka, the Gaya to a mace, the Rabbanin were Moida and Mekel to say you could bury a mace on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Second day even of Rosh Hashanah. Nahador Yamin Adori says, after Beitzah. Even a Beitzah is also Mutter. They say no. A Terei Bizman is there, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If you have an egg that's born the first day, you're allowed to eat it the second day. Why? The Mai Daitcha, what's your reasoning to say that it's also the second day? Dilma Ma'abur El Elul, we have a suffix, maybe Elul was an extra day, yet, and therefore it's a Sveika Diyayma, so we don't really know which day is Rosh Hashanah, so we keep 2 days Machma Sveika, it's like a Vaday. See, he says no. Ho Omer Rav Chinano Bar Kano, Omer Rav, that mi Yemois Ezra Ve'elach, from the times of Ezra and further, Loi Metzinu Elul Meyuber. It never came out that Elul had 30 days to it. It was always on the 30th day of Elul that they made Rosh Hashanah. So like Rashi says, it only happened one time before Ezra that the Edim came after Mincha. But from that time on, it never happened that Edim came after Mincha. Therefore, there's always only like one day in Rosh in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's only one day, that day we keep 2 days in Chutz Loretz, it's only Machmas Sveika. Therefore, he holds an egg that's born the first day, on the second day you're allowed to eat it. Omer Mazutra. Mazutra says like this. Loya Morna was only said that on the second day Yom Tif, that you're allowed to have a Yisrael bury the mace, Ella le'amar ne'ela di'ishtoi, only if he died already, like on the first day Yom Tif, and you didn't take care of him, so now when it comes the second day, since he's like rotting away already, then even a Jew is allowed to take care of it. Avol lo yishtoi, but let's say he didn't die the first day Yom Tif, he didn't wait yet, he only died today on the second day Yom Tif, ma'ashoyin le'i, then even the second day Yom Tif, you're not allowed to let a Yisrael bury him, you have to wait till after Yom Tif. That's what Mazutra wanted to say. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi says no. Af agav de lo yishtoi. No, even if the mace did not die yesterday, he died today on the second day Yom Tif. Nami lo yimashin lei. We did not push you off to make you wait till after Yom Tif, but we let you bury the mace today on Yom Tif. My time, what's the reasoning? Well, how come if somebody dies on Yom Tif Sheni, you're allowed to bury him, even a Jew? Because Yom Tif Sheni legabe mace. The aloha of a Yom Tif Sheni, that's only with the Rabbanon and Chutz Loretz, on Rosh Hashanah, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also with Rabbanin, of a legabe mace, negate to the loch of taking care of a mace, is kechoil shavur Rabbanin. The Rabbanin made it like weekday, mamish like a weekday. If you want to go and bury a mace now, you can do whatever you want. And afilo lemegas leg lima, even it means to cut his tachrichim. You have to cut material to make him his clothing, his tachrichim, you're allowed to do it on the second day Yom Tif. O lemegas leyasa, who then if you want to cut down hadasim, to make it smell nice, by the mace, you're allowed to cut it down on the second day Yom Tif, even though it's a melacha. But since the second day Yom Tif is only with the Rabbanin said that nageya to a mace, there are no takanas of Yom Tif. It's mamish like a chayil. You could do whatever you want. Nageya, what's for the purpose of the mace? Abba Amar Ravina said like this: that for idna of a bizman is there now. The ikah chavroi we have. Rashi says chavroi means bad goyim. Uma Rishor, a bad nation that's big Rishoyim. Shoye b'mei pasoyim, the kaifenes, Rashi's v'kaifenes Yisrael, lasos malachtan, that they forced the Jews to work a lot. Now, v'yomtiv hoye nidokin mehen. So far, the Jews had a right not to work on Yomtiv, even though the Goyim pushed them to work the whole weekdays. But when it came Yomtiv, they had Rishus not to work. They shoyimim them, because they told them, Yomtiv utrezi Yomtiv, and we can't do any work, so let them go free. Now, the Yemiru was the Mekabrin Meisayim. If the Goyim are going to see the way the Jews today on the second day Yom Tif are being Oisik and burying their dead, Yechayfu Asim Lomlocha, the Goyim will say, ha, you're doing work anyway, we'll make you do the regular work of today on Yom Tif. So therefore, the Gemara says, V'ika, D'ika, V'idno, D'ika Chavroi, since today we're under the power of the Goyim, and they make us work, they just give us off. On Yom Tif, Chashinon, we're afraid now and we don't let you bury your mates on the second day Yom Tif. Because we're afraid maybe they'll see you burying the mace, and they'll come to make things there with it. Even on Yom Tov, you'll have to work also. Therefore, now the Rabbanan said, you're better off not burying the mace on Yom Tov, but rather don't do any malach at all on Yom Tov, because then the Goyim won't bother you. Yeah. But, Ravina have Yosef Kaimed the Ravasi. Ravina, some say Ravashi, the Gisha should be, Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi. It was the second day, it was on Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazyayu Devi Yotzev. So Ravina saw the way Ravashi wasn't feeling good. Rashi Chazi Ravina Ravashi Devi Yotzev. He saw him feel very bad. He was in a bad mood. His Omulei, so Ravina said to him, Ama Yotzev Mar, how come you're feeling so bad? What happened? Omulei answered back, the Loyosiva Eruba Tashilin. You know what? I forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. In other words, today like was Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and I want to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos, and I didn't make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, so I'm not going to be able to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. He felt bad. So Omalei, Ravina answered back to him, V'loisiv me'er maridna. Why do you feel so bad? Today is only Thursday. Today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Do you know what? You can make an Erev Tashilin today. Put an Erev Tashilin down the first day Yom Tov. That Milo Yama Rava, didn't Rava say like this? That in the case we have 2 days Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday. So Avada L'chatchila D'Alachar is, you're supposed to make an Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. You're supposed to put away a special piece of matzah and an egg, and we take an Erev Tashilin. That's matzah you to cook from Friday for Shabbos. That's L'chatchila. But Rava said, Milo Yama Rava, Meniach Od Meruva Tashilin Miyom Tov L'chaveroi. In a case where the person forgot to make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, he's allowed to make it the first day Yom Tov. And he can make it tonight like this. Umasni makes it tonight. He makes the condition. And he makes the condition like this. That today's Thursday. So say like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I can't make an Erev Tashilin today. You're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov. But if that's the case, that today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow, Friday, really is Chol. So anyway, I'm allowed to cook then on Friday for Shabbos. If Friday is only Chol HaMoed, I'm allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But then he makes it tonight. But maybe today is not Yom Tov, though. Maybe Thursday is not Yom Tov. Maybe the Yom Tov is only Friday. So then today I make an Erev Tashilin on Thursday. So if tomorrow is Yom Tov, today is Chol. So you're allowed to make an Erev Tashilin. So Mamona Shok, the Erev Tashilin works. That's Rabbah's Halacha. If you forget on if you make an Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, and that's the Halacha, you're allowed to make the Erev Tashilin the first day Yom Tov. Because Mamona Shok is good. When it's a Thursday and a Friday, either Thursday is Chol, then you're allowed to make the Erev today. And if today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, and you can't make it today, but then tomorrow is Chol, so you're allowed to cook tomorrow. So you have such an eitzah to make the Erev Tashilin tomorrow, today, and it helps to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. So that's what Ravina told Rav Ashi, what are you feeling so bad about? Make the Erev Tashilin today. So Amalei, Rav Ashi answered back, no, I still feel bad. That Eima Diyama Rava, when did Rava say he can make an Erev Tashilin on a Tanai? Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shagolius. That's only on Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos. The 2 days Yom Tov of Golius and Chutz Lorenz. Because there it's for sure it's only Machmas Sveika Diyama. It's not one long day at Din Vada Yom Tov. For sure one of the 2 days is Chol. So Mamonashach, if you make the Erev the first day, Mamonashach, you're allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shavuos Hashanah Miyomar. But now we're talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Here, like we learned before, it's a Din Vaday. So since it's a Din Vaday the second day, you can't make an Erev Tashilin the first day. Because we have to be afraid Thursday is Vaday Rosh Hashanah. Friday with the Rabbanon is also Vaday Rosh Hashanah. And you're not allowed to make an Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So that's why you felt bad. For the Gemara, Ivo Amri Nadoi said that Ah Beitzim Oteris. Now, Doi holds note that 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day is only Machmas Sveika. And an egg that's born the first day, you are allowed to eat the second day. So now Doi holds that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is also Machmas Sveika. It's only doubtful which day is Yom Tov. Really only 1 day is, not 2 days. So according to Nadoi, even on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you would be allowed to make an Erev Tashil on the first day. Abba Amalei Rav Mordechai, Rav Mordechai said back, that the Feirish Amalei Mar, I heard clearly from my Rebbe, that the loisav alos de nadoi, we don't hold like nadoi. We hold taka 2 days Rosh Hashanah is machmas vaday, and therefore an egg that's born the first day you're not allowed to eat the second day. And who would in halacha if the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you did not make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make it the first day. You're taka then not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. There are certain terim how you're allowed to do it. We'll see later in the second parak the halachas of Erev Tashilin. Right. Itmar would learn like this. Efroyach she'noilad b'yom tif. An egg that hatched on Yom Tov. You have an efroyach, a chicken comes out of the egg on Yom Tov. Is Rav Omer, Rav says, Osir. You're not allowed to eat it today. On Yom Tov it's Osir. O Shmuel Omer, O Shmuel, V'yitem Rav Yechlin Omer Mutter. You are allowed to. Rav Amaros, Rav says it's also muksa, because it's muksa. In other words, the egg was muksa. The time the egg was first hatched, it was first born today, and it was hatched today. So the mice said muksa. So therefore you can't eat it. O Shmuel v'item Rav Yechonon Amar Muta, no, you're allowed to eat this chicken that was hatched today. Why? A new svarav, hoyo lomate ratma b'shchita. Since Lamaisa, now that it's born, it's hatched, you're allowed to shech this chicken and eat it. So since this chicken first got its new heta today, that you can make a shechita to it, it's a svara that no isur machal. It's a svara that since you have one heta, a shechita tchal on it, who adin the isur muksa also goes off it. Rashi, hoy lomata ratzmoy, b'leidosa liyos, nishchat, now that the egg was hatched, and you have a chicken here, it becomes the heta, you're allowed to make a shechita, you can shechita and eat it. Mashle hoy lefnei leidosa, you couldn't do that before it was hatched. Is a svara af muksa hiter asatzmoy. Even though really this egg was muksar, and what's born now should still be muksar, it's a new svara that with its being birthed, with its being hatched, v'leidosoy. The migu the askin lehai askin lehai. Since the giving birth, the hatching of the egg, makes it that a heter is chal upon the chicken now, that now you're allowed to shech the chicken, that's a new svara to say that it's also mata the isra muksa. In other words, it's like something new is here, and this thing new gets a terim, something you're allowed to do with it, so what then you're allowed to eat it also. There wouldn't be an issa muksa chal on it either. That's the svara. Amri lei, Rav Kana Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kana Rav Asi said back to Rav, that Rav holds no, still it's osir. He says this egg that was hatched on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it today. Why is this different than a calf that's born on Yom Tov? You're allowed to eat the animal. If an animal gives birth on Yom Tov, then the calf is mutter. Why? Why don't we say it's also muksa before? So Marian says no. Like it's noel, it wasn't around before. It was first born now on Yom Tov. So why don't you say it's muksa? So Marian says back, no, omalei. It's not called really noel. The calf, even before when it came out of the mother, and the mother's stomach also, there's a way to eat it. Like the Moslov, you shech the mother, and then you open up the animal and find the baby inside it, you're allowed to eat the baby. So kitza, even before it was born, you're allowed to eat the baby by shechting the mother, you can eat the kid. So it's not called muksa, it's called the kid was edible even before it was born. Mashenkin an egg, before it was hatched, you can't eat the chicken, it's a sheretz. The chicken inside the egg of the sheretz, you can't eat it. You could only make a shchit after it's born. Fred Gemara Bazoi, Oma ben zel ego shenelo min a treifa. What are you going to say about if the mother is a treifa? You have an animal, the mother is a treifa. She's not allowed to eat the mother. The mother is like muksa. And if the mother gives birth on Yom Tov to a kosher of a kid, the kid is not a treifa. You're allowed to shech the kid and eat the kid. The question is why? Why don't we say the kid is like an egg that was hatched today? It's nolot. Something new is coming about. It wasn't here before. It should be muksa. You can't say you could have eaten it before in the mother's stomach, because if you shech the mother, the shechita of a treifa is no good. It won't help you for the kid. So Shasak Rav kept quiet. So here I see from here that even though before it wasn't roi, but now when it's born and it becomes edible, you are allowed to eat it. Like food is always not muksa, food is not noilet. So the same thing by this chicken also. It was first hatched today, you should be allowed to eat the chicken today. So Rav kept quiet. Oh my Rav said, Vitema Rav Yosef. My time is Shosak Rav. No, why did you keep quiet, Rav? I'll give you an answer. Leimalahu, Rav should answer back like this. There's a big difference. If you have the mother that's a treifa, and it's pregnant, you have a baby inside the stomach. Lamaisa, the mother on Yom Tov is not muksa 100%. Even though it's a treifa, you can't eat it, but you can give it to the klovin. You can give it to the dog's teeth. So it's not muksa. It's the same thing, the vlad also, this kid, you could have given it to the dog. So since it's roi for dogs to eat it, it's called the food, and the locker is dog food is not muksa. You're allowed to feed your dogs. So therefore, the treifer is not muksa. Of course, you can give it to the kelo, to the dog. And Rashi speaks out the bottom mash of the klovim, the ben hashmosha, so I see my medes lakach. Ben hashmosha, the mother was aiming for this purpose, to give it to a dog. Avol afroyach mashenkin, this chicken that was hatched from the egg, she had the klipo, and it's inside the shell. Ain't oimed lachilas klovim. It's not oimed for a dog to eat it. V'yafloi hoi royu, hilkach nilo too. It's not royu for the dog. Dogs don't eat eggs. They don't eat the chicken inside an egg. So call to mind the chicken is inside the egg, like it's not royu for anything. A dog would not eat it. Therefore, it's considered nilo. it's considered that when is the firstborn, when do you have something here on Yom Tov? At the beginning of Ben Hashemoshes, it wasn't around, so therefore it's not that the blood is like muksa. So therefore the egg that's hatched is muksa. Mashenke, this treifa that comes out of the mother, the vlad, the kid. So the kid, since before the mother was not muksa, you could give the mother to a dog, therefore the kid is also not muksa. Omalei Abaye, Abaye has to cash her back. No. Hashta Tayasro like this. Hashta Muchen Liyodim. Something that's set aside for Nodim Teet. The klal is, Loi Havi Muchen Liklovim. It's not called. You're not allowed to give it to a caliph, like we'll soon see this now. We'll learn like this. Mechad Chim Esadluyim. You're allowed to cut up pumpkins. Lefnei Abayim, to give for an animal teat. We have an available Lefnei Aklovim. Who would then, if you have an animal that died on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut it up, or even on Shabbos, and give it to the klovim. You're allowed to cut up an avela to give it to klovim. Now that the animal is dead, it's oimit to give for dog food. So mele, it's not muksa, you give it to the dog. Now Rabbi Yehuda said like this, im loy hoysa nevela mera Shabbos. If the animal did not die before Shabbos, it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, and it only died on Shabbos, then asura. You should know now it's muksa. You're not allowed to eat this animal. Lefi sheinim in amuchin, because it's not called prepared. Because before Shabbos ben Hashemoshes, the animal was alive. When the animal's alive, what are we going to do with this animal? The animal is oimed to leave it till after Shabbos and shecht it and give it to a person to eat. So it's oimed for not them to eat it. So now that it died on Shabbos, now what do you want to do with it? You want to give it to a caliph, to a dog. It's muksa. Because the klal is something that's mukhan, set aside for a person, you did not have in mind at all to give it to a caliph. You only had a mind for a person to eat it. So at the beginning of Shabbos, this animal was oimed for man to eat it. Now that it dies on Shabbos, true, it's oimed to give to a caliph, but that's like neulot. It's not neulot, it's muksa. He didn't have in mind before Shabbos to use it for klovim, it's muksa. So you see, muchen liyodom, loy hevi muchen liklovim. So if so, how could you tell me that muchen liklovim, here this treifa, the mother was a treifa. So the mother at the beginning of Shabbos was oimed to give to dogs. But now when it gives birth to a kosher kid, this kid now really is oimed for person to eat. So how could you say, hevi muchen liyodom? Like the chur, it should be neulot now, it should be muksa. What are you telling me? No, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was roi to give to a caliph. So you want to tell me something that's set aside for a caliph, later when it becomes roi for person to eat, you're allowed to give it to an adam. Why? Let's say it's muksa. So he says back, no, omalei, no, there's no kasha in. It's true what you're telling me now. Mukhin li yodam, lo yevi mukhin the klovim. If something is set aside for an adam, if the animal was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, it was oimit to make a shchitri after Shabbos to eat it, so you had das to use it for a person to eat. Then the loch is, if it dies in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to a caliph. Because something you have set aside for a person, you do not have any das at all to give it to a caliph. Like you want to use it for the best thing possible. The best thing possible is for a person to use it. The may de choz le yinish, something that's fit for a person to use, lo yishad le klovim. He does not throw it to the dogs. Mashenken, the other way we do say, mochen le klovim. If you have the mother that's a treifa, so she's only aiming to give to a dog. So you have in mind now to use it for a dog. Have muchen liyodom. Later when it gives birth to a healthy baby, the baby now could eat for a person, it's called muchen for an adam. Why? The daita the inish al kol midi dechazilei. Anything that a person has in mind to use, he has in mind, like anything that could be used, he has in mind to use. So melel this treifa. True, right now he doesn't have a mind to use it for himself, because he can't. So therefore he thinks, what's the best thing I can do with it? I'll give it to my dog. But later when it comes out that the treifa gives birth to a kosher animal, and now this kosher animal could be eaten by a person, havada to svar you hadn't asked to use it. Because the person hasn't asked to use it for the best thing possible. So kozuman, it's a treifa, the best thing I can do is give it to a caliph. But when it gives birth to a healthy baby, the baby could be eaten by a person, of course I have asked to use it for a person. It's only the other way I don't say, that something that matchila was aimed for a person to eat, if you had a healthy animal at the beginning of Shabbos. So you had in mind to leave it left to Shabbos used for a person. Now if it dies on Shabbos, you want to give it to a caliph, that no. That since Metchila you had that to use it for a better purpose of an Adam, we don't say you had in mind to give it to a caliph. But the other way you do say, if you had in mind Metchila to give it to a caliph, and now it becomes right for an Adam, that we do say, Mukhan the caliph, heavy Mukhan the Adam. Because the svar is you always want to use it for the best thing possible. Alright, we'll stop here.